Right now, President and CEO of Metairie Bank, Ron Sanford, joins us for just a couple of minutes to talk about money and finances. And Ron, it looks like the stock market is being positive now about the idea that we don't even have a winner yet.
I think it is reacting very positively to what, you know, may ultimately be some moderation in the election results. That's not, in fact, looking like a blue wave, if you will, and Democrats taking
but
over
even
the
if there, even if there is a but since there's a tendency right now to show that Biden is doing better, there's a hint of a blue wave. Not, I mean, a blue wave would suggest that it's going to be a wipeout, and that certainly isn't the case. But there's some suggestions now that Joe Biden may win this, and the stock market is responding positively. Is there reason to believe that if Joe Biden is declared a winner, the stock market's going to tank?
No, I don't think there's any reason to believe that. But I do think that the market is reacting to the to what seems more likely now, that the Republicans will hold on to the Senate and thus prevent any kind of big tax bill that would hurt corporate profits.
I see.
Ultimately, the market, is that's what it's about. It's about corporate earnings. And so to the extent those are favorably affected by no tax increases, I think you're seeing some reaction there right now.
Yeah, and Rob, we do put so much emphasis on the presidential race, but when you really think about it, if you understand basic civics, you know that the legislative branch, Congress, the House, and the Senate, they really have more of a direct impact on our lives than even the President of the United States in many ways.
Absolutely. The laws we live with every day are not passed by the president, right? They're signed by him, but they're not passed by him. So they're legislative. And I just think that's what the market's reacting to. I think there was some sentiment that if the Democrats also took control of the Senate with the presidency, that then you could see some serious stimulus bills, tax increases, regulatory increases, and some fear of COVID lockdowns, economic shutdowns, more so in a Democratic administration than a Republican one. So that's an economic favorability for businesses if they think maybe that won't be so widespread through control of the Senate with all the lockdowns.
Yeah. From your perspective as a banker, Ron, talk about just the climate of America today, the day after the election.
Well, it's very interesting, and I'm thankful that we're not seeing mass protests in the streets. Not to say that we won't at some point, but I think people maybe were prepared that we weren't going to have the results overnight. And assuming that we don't get into some extensive litigation, that we know something by the end of the week, I think we'll be fine. If you look back, Scoot, I saw some research on this going back to 1960, so that's what's 40, 60 years. Each presidential election year for the year from the election, so November to the following November, the S&P has averaged a return of at least 8%, regardless of which party won the vote. So we think there's going to be economic expansion no matter who wins.
And do you think that there could be something gained in terms of that, you know, stock market mentality from just the idea that a decision has been made and that it's over and that the chaos of the campaign has gone away? I mean, it's not going to totally disappear, but anyway, Ron, just be quick with your answer. I got to get CBS News. All right, Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. We'll talk again, Ron. So we're going to start carrying this afternoon these special CBS News updates. You're going to hear news that the Associated Press has called Wisconsin for Joe Biden. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get back to more of your calls here in just a few minutes. The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, or send me an email, scoot@wwl.com. And we'll be right back after this CBS News update.